Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, February the 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing measures to prevent the spread of cholera amidst the ongoing free vaccination program carried out by the government in the country's hotspots. But first, a 22-year-old Zimbabwean with a cerebral palsy is hoping to compete in the 2024 Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary from February 27th to March the 2nd. Meanwhile, groups that advocate for disabled people's rights are hoping to turn government's policy into law. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, Zimbabwe.
In Ufakoso Township in Harare, Zimbabwe, Tapiwa Nashe, Prince Mutsikira, spends his time running and training students at his former school, some of whom have disabilities. Mutsikira, a 22-year-old runner with cerebral palsy, hopes his hard work will help him qualify to represent Zimbabwe in track competitions at the 2024 Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary from February 27 to March
2.
If I get the opportunity to go compete at the Olympics, it will really be exciting. I tell my colleagues that they can do the same, that with their disabilities, they can also compete. Do not look down on yourselves.
He maintains a positive outlook despite having cerebral palsy, a group of disorders that affect a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. His grandmother, Tambudzai Mujizonyariri, who began caring for Mutsikira when he was 3, says at one point she could not imagine her grandson training and competing like this.
We thank God for Tapiwa's positive attitude. He is just 22 years old and trains other children living with disabilities. It's unbelievable.
Zimbabwe statistics say that of its population of 16 million people, more than 1.4 million have a disability. Now organizations of people with disabilities in Zimbabwe are pushing for the passage of legislation that would make law some recommendations based on the government's disability policy launched in 2021. Advocates say the current law, the Disabled Persons Act of 1992, is falling short.
If the bill is passed into law, it means so many other services that they are not accessing at the moment will be accessible. Because at the moment, our current act at the moment is outdated.
Zimbabwe's policy says disabled people should have equal rights to employment, education, and health, among other things. Government officials say some provisions of the National Disability Policy are being implemented.
The government of Zimbabwe has now set up a National Technical Committee on Disability Inclusion. This committee has representatives from all the 26 government ministries. It has representatives from organizations of persons with disabilities and our development partners as well.
Meanwhile, Mutsikira says he will keep pushing ahead and encouraging other persons with disabilities to do the same. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe, Job Sikala, former CCC member and legislator, has announced the formation of what he calls a new mass-based movement, which will include all citizens in the country. He says this is the only way out of ZANU-PF rule, as elections will not be a solution to the country's problems, adding he will not be part of any of the CCC formations.
We promise that we will stand by our word and deliver in terms of our part. We are not men and women of empty place. We are decisive in our declarations. The mass democratic struggle is people-driven and bold. every struggle waged throughout the world down the centuries has succeeded when people own it. The masses must own the next decisive stage of our struggle. Whether I will be there with you or not, as my enemies have not shelved their plans to assassinate me, for the sins best known to themselves, this process must proceed uninhibited to finality. With or without resources, the people shall carry out this most important task in the decisive phase of our history, and our people's struggle against tyranny for freedom, for their freedom, dignity, and prosperity. To all those who have retained their democratic right to cling to the triple C carcass, I wish them all the best in their project. We pray to the God of God to give us the strength not to be shaken by the antics of our enemies, and to bless the fruits of our labor and efforts. I thank you, all of you. Thank you.
That was Job Sikala, former legislator and CCC member, speaking to reporters in Harare. Back to our topic on cholera, reporter Rutendo Mawere spoke to Harare residents Merita Zekeo and Agnes Masasue on the government's ongoing cholera vaccination program in the country. That was Agnes Masasue and Marita Zakeo speaking to reporter Rutendo Mawere. Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Yeboke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma ke siye Studio 7 lapha sicubungula udaba lomkhuhlane wecholera. Njalo siyabona ukuthi abantu bayajova imithi yokwenqabela lo umkhuhlane esigabeni eziningi zelizwe. To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests, former Bulawayo acting mayor and ward councillor Ntombizodwa Khumalo, and a health expert who works as a nurse in Gweru, who prefers to remain anonymous. Welcome to the show, ladies. We'll start with Ms. Khumalo. We see that government and the local authority today told vendors that some of them will be relocated to 5 Avenue in the city. How will this help in curbing cholera, as it was feared some vendors will contribute to the spread of the disease? Ms. Khumalo.
Yeah, this exercise will help to curb the spread of cholera because there's been too much congestion and the places which were used by vendors are not very conducive places which have enough and adequate water to use. As the vendors are supposed to wash their hands, and they are supposed to also rinse the fruit which they are selling. And I believe this is going to reduce the movement because of these vendors who have been using the undesignated areas. Vendors which will be coming out of Mawayo, others come during the day, others come overnight. So there's too much movement within and out of the city. Others will be going to other cities where there is cholera. As Bulawayo, we don't have cases of cholera which have been diagnosed right in the city, but these other cases are just imported cases whereby someone is coming from a different city or a nearby area where there is a cholera coming to Bulawayo. So we think if they are now going to be these designated places which are very much conducive, it is going to reduce the spread of cholera.
Yes, thank you so much for your contribution. Now, going to our health expert, you have seen the vendors in cities and the wares they sell in public and what Ms. Kumalo has just said. What is your take on the vendors' situation? How do they contribute to the spread of cholera, and what can be done to avoid this? Yes, to our health expert.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Yes. I am the health personnel working in Gweru. This vending issue is quite a problem everywhere in Zimbabwe because they just operate on undesignated areas where there are no aviation the facilities like toilets, they are not there. The washing facilities for them to wash their hands, they are not there. And they are everywhere, they litter everywhere. And we don't have the bins where they can throw away the litter which they create there. There are so few bins, and they are the trucks to carry the litter are so few, and they actually carry the litter far apart. Sometimes you just find that they only have one car which will run throughout the town just once a day, yet there will be a lot of litter around. And the awareness by the authorities is so limited. We never see them actually educating the vendors about how to operate on cleaner areas. And they also sell perishables, which we thought the relevant authorities should actually control that, because selling of these perishables actually becomes a crisis if people just buy things which are not really checked by health professionals if they are worthy to be sold to the public.
Yeah, thank you. And what can consumers do to prevent the spread of cholera? Since you say these wares which they sell amongst the ways dirty can contribute to the spread of the disease.
Consumers should actually really desist from buying some of these things which are like maybe buying chicken parts, buying sausages from the street where there are no fridges or anything to keep those things, to keep them fresh. They should actually desist from doing that. And they should buy from reputable shops where they know things are screened by the health inspectors. You are sure you are buying something clean.
Yebo ke, ungasichasisela ke ngcwethi yethu ecubungula ezempila kahle ukuthi ngolimi lwesishona ukuthi abantu bengenzani ukuthi bengathathi umkhuhlane wekholera nje kumbe bengawumemethekisi ezitaladini lapha isixwayiso ongasinika abathengisayo labathengayo ngolimi lwesishona.
umkhuhlane wekholera udaleka kakhulu nxa kulingcekeza eningi ekhongihlala nje igcwele yonke indawo, ngoba iyathwalwa zimpukane isuka lapho kulengcekeza ifika lapho kulabantu khona. Njalo ukuhlanzeka kuyinto enkulu kakhulu. Laba abathengisayo nxa beza kuthi bathengise izinto zabo kathi abathengise bevalile kulamaplastiki lawa abhoqela ukuthi ama-fruits kumbe ama-vegetables ukuthi angahlalwa zimpukane, babe lama-facilities kumbe amabhakedi lawana alempompi zokuthi bakwanise ukuthi bathele amanzi phakathi, bageze izandla ngesepa bengakabambeli ukudla ukuze akuthengiselwa abantu. Labathengayo labo babakhangele ukuthi labo abathenga khona kuhlanzeke kanganani bengakathengi, bageze izandla bengakadli bengakabambi ukudla bafuna ukukudla nxa kuthi uthenge i-fruit e-town ngamanzi alesepa. Kumele njalo babone ukuthi okuthengwayo nxa behambela khonkhaya bafike bakugezise ngamanzi, amanzi lawana aphuma empompini agelezayo, hatshi amanzi amileyo. Kabathi lanxa laba abathengisayo babone ukuthi ikhansili liyabanika iindawo zokuthi kuyagezwa izandla ngeendawo zokuthi kuyalahlwa ingcekeza, babonisane lekhansili ukwenzela ukuthi lapho abasebenzela khona kube yindawo enhle, babe lezambuzi futhi ezikwanisa ukuthi ziklini zithelwa amanzi zihlanzekile.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Sesiza kuya kumhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana-ke Khumalo. Sike saxoxa ngolimi lesingisi ukuthi sibonile abathengisayo lamhla betshelwa ukuthi sebeza kuya ku-Five Avenue. Ungasitshela ukuthi lokho kuzaphathisa ngani, singabona kunceda yini ekumemethekiseni umkhuhlane wekholera?
Ukususwa kwabathengisayo ezindaweni ezingekho emthethweni njengangithile kuzasincedisa kakhulu njengedolobha lakoBulawayo ukwehlisa ukumemetheka komkhuhlane wekholera. Lokhu kuzakwenza kokuqala ukubana silandele imithetho yedolobha esithi ngama-bylaws ukuthi akuvunyelwa ukuthi umuntu ahlale nje mahlayana ayithengisa ikakhulu ukudla. Njalo silokudla okuvele kungavunyelwa ukuthengisa ezisaladeni, ukudla okunjengenyama, kulabantu asebethengisa inyama ezisaladeni, kulabantu abosayo, ukudla konke okunjalo njengedolobha lakoBulawayo akuvunyelwa ukubana kuthengise ezisaladeni. Lokhu kuzakwenzela ukubana balandele lokho okuyikho abanikwa ama-license okubana bakuthengise, abathengisa izithelo, abathengisa ama-vegetables. Njalo lezo zindawo zizabe zibesenelisa ukuthi bathole amanzi okugeza izandla ngezikhathi ezifaneleyo nxa bebamba ukudla. Lezambuzi njalo bathale ukuthi bathengisele endaweni elezambuzi. Njalo njengedolobho lakoBulawayo-ke kulamanyathelo athathayo ukuthi kwenze imikhankaso yokufundisa abathengisayo labo bonke abahlali bokuBulawayo ngokuvakela umkhuhlane wekholera. Kulula-ke ukubana bathole izixwayiso ebebevele bezithona bezithola idolobho lakoBulawayo ezinjengokuthi bageze izandla nxa bephuma izambuzi kakhulu, ngoba ukungagezi izandla lokho abantu bebamba ukudla bephuma izambuzi kuyamemethekisa kakhulu igciwane lomkhuhlane wekholera. So ngibona ngathi nxa kulandelwa lezi zixwayiso kuzasinceda kakhulu njengedolobha ukuthi lo umkhuhlane ungasabalali. Njalo njengoba ngithile nje ngaphambilini ubona abantu abaningi abathengisayo nabantu abaphuma ngaphandle kwedolobha lakoBulawayo bevela ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo lokudla kwabo abazela kokuthini izithelo kumbe imifino okungabangela ukuthi nxa lokuhambahamba kungena kuphunya kungamemethekisa umkhuhlane. Kodwa nxa silabathengisayo esibaziyo ukuthi bahlalisiwe basuka laphana bathengisela laphana kuzakwehlisa inani lokumemetheka komkhuhlane wekholera.
Ye, kodwa nkosazana Khumalo, kuyini okuzaguquka ngalesi sikhathi? Siyabona ukuthi lanxa abantu bephiwe indawo zokuthengisela kuyabe lokhu kulokuxokozela, njalo sikhuluma nje bekuvele kuxokozela khonaphana ku-Five Avenue. Kuzayenziwani ukuthi wonke umuntu alandele umthetho? Abanye siyakwazi ukuthi bazahamba bayithengisa lanxa bengalamvumo. Amapholisa azabenelisa yini? Ye, qhubeka.
Kuzathathwa kwamanyathelo ukubana umuntu othengisele endaweni engasiyo aphiwe esithi fine yokubana kweqile umthetho, ngoba sekubikwa kwaba lokuxayisana, kwaba lokukhulumisana, abantu abadingwanga kuhlukunyezwa ilungelo lomuntu. wonke umuntu sesazi lapha kufanele khona. So kuzakwenzakala-ke ukubana abantu baphiwe ukubana bahlawulele ukuqale umthetho ukuthi impilo endaweni ezingayisizi njengoba sithile ngayo nokuthi ukulahla kwengcekeza kulahla amahlakani labo nabo bantu abenza okunjalo baza kuhlawuliswa imihlawulo yokuthi balahla ingcekeza amahlakani. Ngibona ukuthi ukulandelelwa kokuthi kuqiniswe imithetho esithi ngama-bylaws kuzasincedisa kakhulu ukuthi abantu baze bajwayele ukuthi baye ezindaweni lezo okufanele bathengisele kizo. Nokunye kuzasincedisa njalo ukuthi njengegodini ama-vendors azabe esegodini nxa sekule mthovo esukela khonapho abantu bekhwela khonapho izimoto kuzabe kusenza ukuthi labo bakunanzelele ukuthi ibhizinisi yabo izabe isendaweni enabantu ukuthi abaseze babalekele abantu besiya ezindaweni ezingelabantu uyathengisela khona.
Yebo, kodwa siyabona ukuthi ayisibo abathengisayo bodwa abangabe bengezelela ukuthi umkhube le ngozi yokuthi abantu batholele umkhuhlane. Bakhona njalo ikhansili layo ngokwayo yehlule abantu bathi yehlule kuletha amanzi eneleyo lokubutha izibi. So kungcono yini lokho? Nkosazana Khumalo.
Izibi ziyabuthwa. Lezi moto ama-community trucks ahayiwayo ikhansili ancedisana le moto zethu lezi ama-compactors esijwayele ukuthi izimoto zamamadimu ukubana zivuthe izibi. Kodwa-ke kusuke sekungathi izibi kazivuthwa ngoba zihambelwa ngabantu abaningi kakhulu abantu asebethengisela edolobheni ukwedlula laba abantu ebesikhangelele izibi ukuzivutha izolo. Njalo abantu bebethengisa emini ekuseni bachayise ngezikhathi zokuchayisa kathesi abantu bathengisa emini bathengise njalo ubusuku bonke. So kwenza sengathi kuyasikhulela-ke ukuthi izibi komunye umuntu ofika edolobheni ekuseni ilanga liphuma lofika ebusuku usuke sekungathi kakuthanyelwa izibi kazivuthwa.
Amanzi-kehlanzekanga-ke
idolobho lethu njengayizolo ngenxa yokwandelwa ngabantu abathengisayo izimoto ezitholayo endaweni ezingayisize. Bonke laba bantu bayenza kubona kube le ngcekeza endaweni ebezingakhangelelwanga ukuthi zibe le ngcekeza ngezikhathi ikakhulu ezebusuku phakathi kwesuku ngemini.
Amanzi-ke ngamafitshane?
Hhayi, ngamafitshane kule hlupho njengedolobho lakoBulawayo. Elamanzi amadamethu amanzi aphansi kakhulu esokwazi kwabangela ukuthi ibe lezikhathi ezithile singelamanzi 120 hours singelamanzi njengedolobho.
Yebo-ke
ikhathaza kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ye. Ngizacela ukukubamba umlomo khonapha siye kungcwethi yethu ecubungula ezempilakahle na osebenza njengomongi eGweru. Ususitshelile-ke ukuthi abantu baxwayisa uthini ngolimi lwesiNgisi langolimi lwesiNdebele. Ungasitshela-ke ngolimi lwesiShona ukuthi abantu ngabaxwayisa ukuthi benzeni ukuze bengatholi umkhuhlane. Asikhulumi ngabathengisayo kuphela, endaweni zonke ezigoqela lezimfeni ngolimi lwesiShona.
Hayi, siyabonga. Tinotenda. Inini semunhu anoona nezveutano. Ndirikukurudzira ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti chirwere chekorera chinokonzerwa netsvina. Saka tsvina ndiyo inounza inoita kuti utano hwedu hushate panyaya yekorera. Ngatishambidzikei, ngationei kuti patinoenda kuzvimbuzi togeza maoko tisati tabata chikafu chedu. Ngachikafu chedu ngachibikwe choibva kuuraya utachiona hwacho hunokonzera korera. Mvura yedu ngaishambidzike, ngaitorwe pazvinhu zvakashambidzika zvese mumatepu. Patinotora mvura mumabhohozi kana kuti mumatsime, ngatishambidzei mvura yedu nokuividha yovira youraya utachiona. Kana kuti moshandisa mishonga mawotagadhi kana kuti maakwatebs zvinotengwa mumafamasi kuti zviuraye utachiona hwekorera mumvura yedu. Tikadaro tikashambidzira nharaunda yedu, matoileti yedu, mvura yedu yonaka, chikamu chedu chobikwa choibva, zvinhu zvese zvogara zvakachena nesuwo tochena toshamisa nharaunda. Tikadaro tinokunda korera.
Yebo ke siyabonga. And again, to our health expert, what have you seen of the ongoing vaccination program with the government is carrying? Is there much awareness? Are the people coming up?
There isn't much awareness, and people are like not really not sure of what it is all about. They are still afraid of going for vaccinations. Very few are attending these vaccinations. More education and awareness is needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we come to you, Ms. Khumalo. In Bulawayo, what can you say about the service delivery? People say the water is not enough. The residents are complaining that they don't have adequate water and that there's litter everywhere, which is not collected. Any programs to tighten this?
As a city, we have got problems like economical challenges. Yes, people are paying, most of the people are paying their rent in local currency, which makes it very difficult to convert to US dollar for procuring each and every equipment which we are using. Hence, as a city, we are trying our level best to improve water crisis. We have got water kiosks, we have got bowsers, which are used to deliver water here and there, where people fail to get water in the scheduled time. And we have got also other mitigation measures which are on pipeline, duplication of other pipelines. From our reservoirs, we also got boreholes in different areas in our respective wards.
Okay, thank you. And back to you, to our health expert. You talked of vaccination awareness. What about the awareness about cholera in general? Are the people getting enough information, be it in health centers or radios, or how is the message carried across?
The message of cholera awareness, it hasn't really reached that height where we can say it's enough. It's really slowly being spread. But I think our city fathers, as the city council, the health department, is not doing enough because we are not seeing them around. I work in the private area, but the public area now, which is the ministry and the city of Gweru, they haven't done enough of this awareness campaign for people to be conscious about the cholera spread. Because right now we are expecting them to give statistics about how much of cholera is going on around the Gweru city. But those statistics are not coming. We are really actually digging for them to find out, do we have a cholera case in Gweru? But if you don't ask, you don't get those statistics, of which that creates there is some quietness on this spreading of the message on cholera prevention. So we need them to do more. Actually, when they spread the word more, people will not sell these other food, which we are afraid they may spread the cholera.
Yes, thank you very much. That was our health expert who's based in Gweru. And we'd also like to say thank you to the Ward 23 councillor, Ntombizodwa Khumalo, who was also once an acting mayor in the city of Bulawayo. We have come to the end of our show. Thank you very much. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.